That's it. We tell him, listen, like the Yisraelim paid off the chayv already, give back the field. Ochal tzvei, let's say the malva ate more than $100 worth, maskina minei, we even take away the money, the extra money that the malva ate, we take it away from him. Even though really it's like ribbis, avat ribbis, that's not the yaitzib of the yonim, but when we're talking about Yisraelim, here we take care of Yisraelim more. By Yisraelim, it's like Bezdin told him, don't do it, so Bezdin has the right to take away the money from him. So if he ate more than the loan was really worth, Bezdin takes away that money. And by Yisraelim, u'machashvinim ishtaro l'shtaro, that let's say the malva ate up more, and the Yisraelim owed him money from before, so then we say the amount of food that the malva ate, it's all considered like Yisraelim paid him back. So the malva ate $200 worth. So by Yisraelim we considered that $200 is paid up, even though it's only 100 from this loan and 100 from last month, but mechashvina mishtar l'shtar. Now the Gemara says, Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says, hash to the yarmit. Ravashi argues and says, no. Now that you tell me, ochal tfei loy matkina minei. Again, when the loiva gave his field to the malva for a pledge, and the malva ate the peris, and he even ate more than the loan was worth. So when he ate more, we say it's not yoytze. You can't get that out. Since so, then we even hold, ochal shiazuzi, that if you eat the amount, how much the amount the loan is worth, ochal shiazuzi, nami lay mistakin and lay, poloi zuzi. Yishno, you do not have a right to get the field back. The loiva does not have a right to say, I paid you up. He can't say, I paid up the loan. Why? Because they have the yavik ribis. This is considered only like avik ribis. The yavik ribis ain't the yoytze b'dayonim. That's the klal. This is avik ribis. That's not yoytze b'dayonim, avik ribis. In other words, lemaisa, what happened here? The loiva gave his field for a pledge to the malva. He did not speak out now clearly that he could get extra money. Ribis ketutze. It wasn't spoken out clearly, like I'm only lending you the money, I'm not by Kriti's parents. So it's not called ribis ketutze. So therefore, whatever the malva eats, the loiva does not have a right to get back. So since the loiva does not have a right to get it back, whatever the malva ate, it's his. So lemaisa, the malva still has a right to say to the loiva, you didn't pay me up yet. I ate your peris. When I ate up, true, it was like avid ribis. Maybe I did an issa, but I don't have to give it back to you. That I have a right to keep. Lemaisa, you owe me money. So therefore, the loiva still has to pay the money back to the malva. We can't say that the amount of peris the malva ate, that's called for the payment. Because whatever you ate is only avid ribis. And avid ribis ain't the yotze of the yonim. And the Gemara says, Ovid Rav Achidish now. Ovid Rav Ashi Ugdi B'Yisraelim Ketanim. Rav Ashi once had a case with Yisraelim Ketanim that they borrowed money and they gave their field to the malva for a mashkin. Kigdolim, he had the same halach like Gedolim. There's no new coolers by Yisraelim. So Rav says Kigdolim means the Yafagav, the Yochel, Shilzuzi, even though the malva ate up the peris and he ate the value of the loan, lay nefakin and lay. We don't take it away from the malva. When the malva ate his peris, it's only considered like avid ribis. And Bezin does not have a koyach to be right to it. Even by his friend and also there's no special kula. Therefore that's the halacha. That if I give you a pledge, and we didn't speak out clearly and tonight that you asked to eat the peris, so it's not called ribis ketsutza, so then even though the malva eats the peris, that's the malva's business. But the loiva cannot get those peris away from the malva. And the malva still has the right to say to the loiva, listen, I lent you $1,000, pay it up. I ate the peris. That's my own cheshbin. It's not cool that you paid me up. That is more says, Omar Rovo, Parade Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei de Rovo. Hi, Mashkanta. If you have again a mashkin, when you lend money and give a pledge, you give your field away for a pledge, the asra the Nisalki, in a place that's Nisalki again, that whenever the labor comes back with the money, he has the right to get the field back. That's called the asra the Nisalki, that the labor has the right to get the field back whenever he wants. You know then, how is the malva allowed to eat the peris? He could only eat the peris for the chiyaisa. The chiyaisa means that you have to make up that if I eat the peris this year, I'll deduct a certain amount from the loan. Not the value of the peris, that he doesn't want to do. But if you stam eat the peris, that's called avad ribis, that's also mit rabbonin. Because for my sir, you lent him $1,000. Now he gave you a field for a pledge. If you eat the peris, it's like you're eating ribis.
Why are you eating the peres now? Because since you lent him money, this guy, you gave him money, you're eating his peres. I saw somebody have on him. Therefore, how is it mutter to do it? It's only mutter that you make up like this, that if I do eat the peres, b'nechiyaisa, means, listen, I lent you $100. If you let me eat the peres this year, I'll deduct $10. Even though the peres I eat this year is maybe worth $20 or $30, but as long as I deduct some amount from your loan, that's not called even avik ribis. Therefore, it's mutter. But you should know, the tzuvim midrabbanan, but if you're Talmud Chacham, that's supposed to act much better, the noki from all types of chashashim, that people should not learn any yitzah from you, should not even look like any type of a ribis, you should not even eat b'nechiyais either, you should not even eat by deducting some amount of the payment. If so, the Gemara is ela b'may nechol, how could a tzuvim midrabbanan eat? Again, we're a Talmud Chacham, lend somebody $1,000. And the loiva gives him back a field for a mashkin to watch. How is it the heta now that even a Talmud Chacham de Malva has a right to eat the peris of this field? So Gemara says, bikitsutsa. The way to do it is, bikitsutsa, they make up a clear amount. We'll soon see what that means. So Gemara says, no. Honi, this is good. Honi, chlaman, diyom, kitsutsa, sharia. If you learn that if you give a kitsutsa on eating the peris, it's mutter, then it's good. But elu l'man diyom kitzutza asiru l'susi es machlekes. According to man diyom, it'll be even with the kitzutza. Even when making up a clear amount, how much perish you can eat, and how much I deduct. Still, that's awesome. If so, ma'ik l'meima, then how could a sum midrabanan eat the perish? And the Gemara says, yitma we learned. Kitzutza. What is the case of kitzutza? So, or even, what's the loch of kitzutza? Pligi bo es machlekes ravachu ravino. Chadoma one says, kitzutza sharya. That if you take this field on a pledge and you eat the peris, the dera kitzutza, we'll soon see what that means, then it's mutter. The Chadama one says no. Kitzutza asira. You should know if you take the pledge on a tanai of kitzutza, still it's asa. So according to that mandiyam, it's shreir, how could a Talmud Chacham eat from the peris? Now the Gemara says, Hechi domi kitzutza. What's the case of kitzutza? What's the call? The Yom Malay says like this, Ad Chomei Shonim Achil Nolo B'Loi Nechiyaisa. Again, the loiva, the one that borrowed $1,000, gave his field back to the Malva, and told the Malva, hold on to my field for pledge. And it made up like this. The first 5 years now, is the Malva wants to eat the peris very good. He'll eat it, and I don't deduct anything. Whatever you eat, you keep. But Mikan Ze'eloch, whatever you eat after the 5 years, then Shamin Lecho Kul Peri. As much as you eat, I'll deduct. If you eat $5 worth of peris, I'm taking off $5 from the loan. If you eat $1,000 worth of peris, it's called I paid up my loan. That's mutter. That's called kitzutza. So here the question is, why is this any better? Look, here the first 5 years, he's eating the peris without any nechut nechiyais at all. The first 5 years, it's regular ribbit. So why is it mutter? So the Ritvot speaks out that this is the derech of arisen. When you give all your field to somebody to work on it, the way sometimes they make an agreement is that you could eat the field, use it for 5 years, and then the next 5 years I'll use it. So since that's a derech, a risosoi, here it's good, even though the first 5 years of tonight was, you eat without deducting anything, but since after that, whatever you eat is deducted, that's mutter, that's called kitzutza. And ika diyami, some say no, that avada kol b'loi nechiyai sasura. Anytime the malva eats peris, and there's no deduction at all, pshita that's also. About it, that's not the ribbis, that's also to do. If so, elahechi domi kitzutza, what's the case of kitzutza that's mutter, at least it's a machlekes? The omale, when they make a condition like this, that ad chomishonim achil nebechiaisa. Again, the malva and loiva agrees that the first 5 years the malva has the field, he has the right to eat the peris, and he'll deduct a certain percentage from the loan. Like we said, if I lent you $1,000, so every year that I eat the peris, I'll take off $25 each year that I'm eating. Even though you could eat $200, $300 worth, that's called b'nechiyaisa. We'll only take off a certain amount. But the chiddush is, kitzutza means, mikan v'yelech, whatever I eat after 5 years, then shamina l'cho kula peri. Then I'll deduct the exact value of the peris. If the peris is worth $100, I'll deduct $100 from the chayiv. So as long as there's a period of time that whatever you the malv eat will deduct completely, that's called kitzutza. That's better. So what says like this now? Man di yasa di kamaisa. So it's about two things. It's about what the loch of kitzutza is, whether it's sharia or whether it's asa. And it's also machlokes, what is the case of Ketutza? So what's it like this? Man the Yasa the Kamaisa, even the man the Omer says Ketutza is also. If he learns like the first shot, then Shayyim Abbasraisa. There's still a case to say that a Talmud Chacham should be Mutter in the second case of Ketutza. That's the Shulbi Mutter. But man the Yasa Abbasraisa, the man the Omer learns the case of Ketutza is the second case. And even then, there's a man the Omer says it's also. So it comes out, there's no, according to him, there's no way to have Eteris. Says, so, Heichi Shor L'Meichel, where is there a case of a heter that a Talmud Chacham wants to lend money and gets the pledge of field? Where is there a Heichi Timsa, how he will have a heter to Eteris? Tumor says, the case is, Ki Mashkanta de Suya. A case is like a mashkin that was given out in Suya. What was the special thing about that mashkin, that pledge? They used to write in the pledge like this, and the shtar was written like this. The maslim shnin ilin, at the end of these years, whatever they made up, 1, 2, or 3 years, that then the field comes back to the leiva, and he doesn't have to pay anymore. But they make out clearly that you keep this field for the next 3 years. But after 3 years, I get back the field, and that's it. That's cool, like I paid you up. In other words, I'm lending you $1,000, and you give me a big field. And the conditions are like this, that if I use the field for 3 years, after that I have to give it back to you and that's it. You don't owe me the money anymore. So that's the mutter.